Hi, everybody. This is We're Talking Fantasy Football. I'm Zaylette.
And I'm Kalina. And this is our special series for people who love paranormal romance novels and football.
And football. Yay. So a couple of you have seen our video that we posted a couple of weeks ago about doing our draft for our Final Fantasy team.
Nope. Fantasy football team.
I did it again.
I think I did it last year, and I don't even play
video games. No, that was me. I did that last year.
Oh, you did it last year?
I remember that recording, I remember the editing, and I still don't know why I'm saying Final Fantasy. Anyway, we decided that we're not going to edit any of this, so you guys are getting it as it is. So forget that I said Final Fantasy, and we mean fantasy football. Oh my god, this is going to be so difficult. Okay, anyway, we're part of the Mile High Madness League through Yahoo, and we are in a league with a bunch of dudes, pretty cool dudes. This is our eighth year, our eighth season, it's the league's eighth season. It is our seventh, and so we're coming back as Bitch Slap. We've always been Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap's our team name.
Yep.
It's a good name.
There was one year where we were Bitch Slap and Slap a Bitch because we decided to split and then have two teams, and it wasn't fun. I did come in fourth, but it wasn't fun. I did not enjoy it. It was not cool. It's a pretty big pot.
It's huge.
It's a $100 buy-in with 14 teams, and it's just, you have to pay for everything.
And we got some high rollers in the league who like to pay extra for shit.
They love the really high bids and the really high auctions. We always do our draft at Hooters.
Like everyone has to show up and draft or you're fucked.
And it's like 60 hours because everybody gets so fucking drunk and it's always so hot. And
I think this year they did not drink as much as in years past.
Not this year. And we did limit our draft picks to 2-minute rounds, which I motioned for, and it was voted on, and it was beautiful.
I did the math on that. You should, I don't have it with me. We'll talk about it later, but okay. The difference between 3 minutes, like if everyone took the full time.
Yeah.
And the number of people we have and the number of rounds we have, the potential was for like 9 hours.
No way.
If everyone did 3 minutes. And then taking it down to 2 takes the potential possibly to 6. Now we did it in under that. We did it in like 4.
It was like 4. But normally it's at least 5.
Yeah, but just
6.
Like if, like, it, at worst case scenario, if every single person took 3 minutes for every single pick, we could potentially be there 9 fucking hours.
That just makes me want to cry because we're there, and there are already like 3 or 4 guys that take up the full 3 fucking minutes.
Oh, for sure.
And they're up there until you've got like literally 6 seconds left, and they're pulling the sticker off and putting it on the board. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they are literally just sitting there.
Just like looking at things.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
We don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, it was smooth. And,
it did. It was good. 2 minutes is much better than 3.
Less drinking this time. Jeremy didn't do his bout of drinking and then bidding $600 for first place. So yeah, things are changing.
Is good for Jeremy, and I support his choices to not be sloppy drunk at least. However, when he does that, the pot's so much bigger and it's so much
less.
Because normally, yeah, he's like $500. And we're like, yes, that's all our money now.
He just goes. I think there was a sense of responsibility this time. His kids always come, but they're actually playing. And he drove this time. So I think he was just like, hey, I gotta be a dad. Which works.
Yeah. It's a good reason.
So we did our pick. We get how many team members do we get? I don't know anything about this. Kalina does it all.
14.
14. That's right, because that's how many rounds we have. So we have 14 guys that we choose to be on our team.
Yep.
And this year, you guys are going to be very happy to know.
Well, let me just give you our highlights, because I don't want to sit here and read 14 names to a bunch of people.
Because
a lot of them, I don't think anyone knows, because I don't fucking know. We just picked some, because when you have 14 teams and you do 14 slots,
yes,
those last couple rounds are some unknown people.
Yeah, absolutely.
we're talking like third stringers. Mm-hmm. Who gets picked up with that many teams in a league. So we got Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. Melvin Gordon. Those are our two, like, star running backs. I feel pretty proud of both of them. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Our top wide receiver this year is AJ Green. And our quarterback is, we've gone back to Cam Newton.
Like, this is the, like, third time that I think we've had him.
I think so, too. We don't keep him from year to year, per se.
No, no.
We really have two quarterbacks in the league that we like. And it is Cam Newton and Matt Stafford.
Yes. Yeah, it is. We go
we
back
kinda and forth. We kind of oscillate. Oh, is Detroit up this year or down this year?
When we have a bye for the Panthers, then
we try to find Matthew Stafford.
So, yeah, it's between those two.
Those are our quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good, but it's what we like.
Whatever.
We like watching Cam play, so.
Yeah. I just like watching him run when he writes run. Anyway. Runs the best. Okay. So, Yahoo gave a draft summary. So Dan is a co-commissioner with VU, so they run this whole thing and they set it up and yell at everybody really loudly in the restaurant.
Well, Dan does. VU barely.
That's true. Yeah, Dan does. We got the draft summary back from Yahoo after Dan input all of the players and got everything straightened out. And you guys will be happy to know that we came in number 2 overall. So listen up. The draft summary says, starting with a juicy draft position, number 2 overall, Bitch Slap had an outstanding performance. The team is notably tough at the running back position, as Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon are expected to combine for the second highest point total of all starting running back groups in the league. Bitch Slap are predicted to finish first in Mile High Madness with a record of 11-2. That's over 1,600 points. So, if the predictions are true,
they're going to win, bitches!
We have been 3-time winners of the Hoagie, which is first place of the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
But you get second overall pick during the draft. So, it's a good position for us.
And, yeah, we win the Hoagie a lot.
We win the Hoagie a lot. A lot, a lot.
Like, 2 years in a row.
Dan, my husband Dan, he's on a trophy 3 times, and he got the first place prediction last year.
And he won.
And he won. So
we're just assuming that will hold true, that there's no changes, and we're going to win. We're going to fucking win.
Can I tell you that this is going to make you really mad, and you're going to want to punch Dan in the face, because I almost did.
When do I not want to punch Dan in the face?
So after all of this, he and Peter were going over this, and they were, you know, Peter's, he's the number 1 overall, but we're slotted to win. After they went over, they were like, this is disgusting, the girls are predicted to win. Dan totally shit on my parade and was like, yeah, I don't think you guys are going to win. And he was totally serious because he looked super mad about this because he's like ranked 6th or 7th. Yeah, you, Dan. And he was just like, I think that all the predictions are wrong. You guys have a lot harder schedule or something like that. All of your players are handcuff players. So what you're hoping for right now are injuries for all of the first, what do they call it? First strings. All the first string players. So because you guys got all handcuffs. That's what they're calling. They were calling them handcuffs.
But second Ezekiel string. Elliott's not a handcuff. Melvin Gordon's not a handcuff.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know why. Why do you gotta be like that? Why can't you just let, like, me enjoy that? I was totally happy and now I don't even, like, you just shat on me. That's mean.
It's very rude.
It was very rude. He was very emotional.
I don't think he enjoyed being, like, what? He got, like, a C- or something as his grade?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he liked that.
Last year, he was the only one who got an A.
Only one who got an A.
Yeah.
And walked, like, easily into his second victory in a row.
Yes.
Guess what, Dan? You can't win every fucking year.
Somebody else gets the win.
Yeah. And he should root for you because you guys split the fucking money anyway.
No, it goes back to the bills that he wants to pay because he doesn't do anything fun with it. Like I said, he's a killer of all things fun. He's not
you
like
pay
it.
Bills with the pot from fantasy football when he wins.
Clean, don't even get me started.
You get like $1,000 and you pay bills with it.
Over $1,000. And yes, it goes back into our bank accounts.
So I already know exactly what I'm going to do with it. It is going into travel fund win this year. Because we're winning this year.
I know.
My half is going straight into my travel fund because that is what you do with fun money.
Yes. Well, you know what?
You take a trip.
My half is going to go into the same traveling fund. In fact, I'll probably just give it to you to hold on to it. And then we're going to go on the fucking podcast cruise and we're going to get this shit done. That's what we're going to do.
That's going to be so awesome.
You, Dan. That's what we're gonna do. So anyway, we're gonna update you guys with our picks for the week. We're gonna try really hard to make this a weekly thing, and then post all of our picks for our lineup that we've chosen to play, and then talk and about the we week win, that we've played.
And destroy all the men in the league until we are victorious. Yeah. That's really what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Our first game is whenever the season starts. And
it's not next week.
We're actually playing against my nephews.
I saw that. I saw that was our first team.
Our nephew. And they're,
it's like we got to blow them out of the water.
They're new to the league this year. They're just teenagers, but you play with the big boys, you're going to get it's how it's going down. It's sorry, kids. Love you, but I'm going to destroy you.
We're going to destroy you. But yes. Yeah. So check back weekly for these small little fantasy football interludes.
Yeah. And if you guys have any suggestions or tell us, we don't know what we're doing because we probably don't.
Oh, we 100% don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. We did no research this year.
Which is a new strategy because I have done heavy research in all past years.
Every single year.
And we've never gotten an A before.
No, never.
And so the year that I just was like, fuck it.
Yep.
Because I didn't even know if I could go to the draft this year. Yep. I thought I was going to have to work. So I was like, I'm not researching if I have to work. Fuck it. Saylet can just draft our team and I don't care. It'll be perfect. And then we just followed the rankings.
Yep.
And with no outside research and we got a pretty good grade. We got a fucking A.
Came in second and predicted to win the season. So this is going to be good. And we were given shit about keeping Melvin Gordon because we had him last year and you could have a keeper for the following year. We decided to keep him because he was in the top 14 and we figured, hey, we want to keep a good player.
Well, and in our league, the keeper is your second round pick.
Yes.
So with 14 teams and we were picking second, our second round pick doesn't come around until pick 23.
Right. Because it's snakes.
Right? So if you just are going by the top 200 player rankings, he would have been gone by 23. Gone. Yep. So it was a good pick because he's top 12. Yeah. So to have a top 12 player picked in your second round as your keeper is fucking great.
That was a good idea.
So then we got a top 5 player in round 1, and then a top 12 player in round 2, and then another, like, top 20 player in round 3.
Yep. Yeah.
We killed it.
No, that was a good choice. I don't give a fuck. That was all yours.
I'm talking about
us. That was all yours. No, when Peter was like, really? I said, suck a dick, Peter.
Well,
really
Peter loud. Just likes to see us mad at him.
He does.
He says such snide things from the side so that I look at him, and he's like, oh, Khalid, damn it. I'm like, I'm not gonna hit you.
I will, though, Pete. I will.
See? I have never.
So, yeah. Anyways, come back and join us for this and for the books. And we are excited about this. And
yeah.
Enjoy. All right.
Shh. We're talking fantasy football.
Yay, nope, just, team. No.
Okay, yeah. I said it right.
No, you
now I'm all confused. What are we talking about?
It is not Final Fantasy. We're not talking Final Fantasy.
1, 2, 3, break. Bye.